My name is Rhonda. My job title is Education and Men's Program Director, and I work for the Women's Center and Shelter of Greater Pittsburgh.
My name is Jamea Moore. I am the BJWL Operations Manager.
I think I can help the relationship start in various ways. One way is by not asking a lot of questions and getting to know each other. So sometimes we are so excited about the thought of dating and meeting someone new, hanging out and having fun, that we don't sometimes stop and ask some of the serious questions that may give us insight. Secondly, I think sometimes we hear things, but we pretend that it's not a big deal. For instance, a guy may say something like, oh, I'd never take that from a woman. If my woman ever did that, I don't know what would happen. And we laugh it off. They say, oh, you're so silly. So sometimes we hear important information, but we don't take heed to it.
So if someone's physically or verbally abusive to you, which is, you know, calling you names and possibly teasing you, that would be my first red sign that things aren't going okay there. People cry for help in different ways. So it can be body language, it can be conversation, actions that you see. There are several different ways to identify it. Behavior is kind of the most, and acting out.
If you find yourself in a healthy relationship, find someone that you can trust. If you are a teenager, I would suggest that you find an adult, someone who you can trust to share your information with, and let them guide you through the situation. There is also multiple websites, chat sites, and hotlines. So if you just put in a search engine, teen dating violence, you'll come up with a lot of information for help. But I would begin with sharing the information with a trusted adult.
I think first trying to reach out to someone that would be able to help you. And then once you find someone to be able to help you through getting through that relationship and really having the courage to leave and move on.
Some strategies to offer: follow your instincts. If you believe it's not healthy or not safe, that's probably true. Write things down. I would say if you write things down, always, always have a private place to keep them. But write down if you were out on a date or out having fun and something happened and suddenly the person changed, if all of a sudden his attitude changed, his temperament changed, and write those things down. And then over time, you can go back and read them. And you're looking for a pattern. Abuse is an ongoing pattern of behavior.
If I witnessed an unhealthy relationship, if I first knew the person, I would try to have a conversation with them to see if they may need help with getting out of that relationship, and just being a support to them, but then also letting them know that there's different supports. If I didn't know them and it was a situation where it was in like a grocery store setting, depending on the severity of the incident, you know, I may intervene, but you just always have to remember to remain safe first.
You witness an unhealthy relationship. Well, if you're close to the person, if it's a friend or it's someone that you know well, a relative, I would definitely have a conversation with that person. I would talk to him or her and let her know my concerns, and I would share with her why I'm concerned about the things that I see in the relationship. If I think it's dangerous, such as physical violence, I would make sure I set up my safety parameters so that I don't put myself in harm's way or in danger. So that might mean having a conversation somewhere in public or with another adult nearby.
There's Pittsburgh Action Against Rape. And then we at Family Resources also have a unique program, which is the Batter Intervention Program. So it helps the abuser to have some support and assistance with their problem. And then there's different shelters. There's a women's shelter. There are several different resources that are available if that person is seeking or would like help.
The Women's Center and Shelter phone number is 412-687-8005. the website is www.wcspittsburgh.org. Pittsburgh is spelled out and not abbreviated. It's common. It's unfortunate, but it is common. So if it's happening to you, please know you're not the only one, and there is help. You can reach out. You can trust your instincts. You can trust your friends, and you definitely can call the Women's Center and Shelter at our hotline.